Today, we're exploring the right way that everyone does marketing. Spoiler, that's a myth. There is no right way. Hey, I'm Amanda Jane, and this is Not Marketing, where we help reluctant marketers connect and share their business in ways that are natural, inspiring, safe, and sustainable. Together, we're busting marketing myths and shifting the dialogue and helping you be a truth teller, share your work with the world, and attract clients you love. Let's rock. Hey, welcome. Before we get started today, I want to take you back just a few years. I was a high-achieving student all the way through school, a kid who never really had to study to get a top grade. Teach me a concept, give me an example, a practice question, and I can give you the right answer. Ah, the feeling of getting those check marks, of getting the right answer. Ugh, this feels so good, right? That premise of being the person that got the right answer, I can tell you, has not served me as an entrepreneur. If anything, it has set me up for failure. And whether it is a subtle, an implicit kind of message, or an in-your-face message in business that there is a right answer, that is the biggest crock of shit. And yes, there are marketing coaches and online experts teaching people to market their solution as the best, one, right, only, singularly valuable way of being able to get the thing that you want, whether that's success or soulmate clients or an income that sustains your lifestyle. And if we look at the evidence, each and every way that you're being told is the best, right, only way is different than the next right, best, only way. They cannot all be the best way. And anyways, the right way to where? Exactly. From where? Exactly. Based on what experience and framed around what values? These are all really good questions to be asking. So, how can you discern what marketing strategy might be best for you? What is the right way that you might pursue, whether it's this platform or that platform, this place or space is the one for you to plant your flag? Before I share the three steps that I have for you, I first want to caution you about what to look out for, because there are feelings that have you leaning towards some things and feelings that I can see from my perspective that you may want to lean away from. Most people who are presenting you with a marketing strategy, a structure, a process, or system have created it based on what has worked for them and some of their clients, and the premise is that it will work for you too. Fine, good, great. Sometimes there is some context that's missing, like what skills, tools, or background or support are needed to be able to implement this system or strategy that they're presenting you with as the right way forward. This is not necessarily a malicious intent, but just sometimes that they haven't done the deep work to be able to tease that apart in their own model, or they haven't looked. And what I mean is that they haven't done the deep work, or they haven't looked at who is this model right for, what context needs to be true for this to work, and what needs to be in place for you to be successful. Sometimes I find that rather than going in and doing this work on their own model, they blame the client. You know, this idea that they, quote unquote, they didn't do the work, right? Rather than looking at what wasn't in place for that client to be able to do the work. This is really how the courageous marketing model emerged, because from my vantage point, I could see the assumption within many of the marketing programs was that people had the underlying safety needed to share their work in the world, and all they needed was more information. And what I found was, in fact, more information is not always what's needed or indeed what's helpful. And actually, I shared about that in episode 3. So if you haven't checked that out, you can. I thought this might be a good place to put in my shameless plug, because I want you to know that I offer accountability and implementation support. If you're ready to create a new relationship with marketing, build your courage, and feel inspired to show up, share your work, and attract clients you love, go to notmarketing.ca to find out more. That's notmarketing.ca to find out what I have for you this season. All right, back to the episode. Yeah, so one of the things to be cautious around or to be aware of when you're looking at different strategies and models and systems for marketing is to look at what explicitly is this right for, because it's not right for everyone. What really lights my fire is when this kind of message around this is the right, one, best, only way of being able to be successful, when this message is meant to manufacture self-doubt and undermine self-trust in the person who's receiving that marketing message. So real quick, this can sound like, well, what would be different this time around if you weren't going to use my product? Or how exactly will you make the time if it's not using my system? So there are sales and marketing coaches and consultants who teach business owners how to create doubt in the buyer so that the buyer doesn't think that they can do it without their system, their strategy, their process, etc. I want to be really very clear that this is not meant to shame people who are in the learning phase and exploring a new to them skill of marketing, who are using tactics that they've been taught. No shade. I think that there is a place for being in the arena, and that layers of understanding that come from trying, not feeling great about something, and figuring out what would feel better or more in alignment with your values, or even just learning that there are other ways of doing marketing that doesn't have to involve creating doubt in people. So I'm not shaming people who are learning something, trying it, getting feedback from people, getting their own internal feedback systems that say, this doesn't feel great, I want to do something different. Here is what burns me about this format of creating doubt. It's creating a dependent relationship. The client becomes dependent on the coach, the healer, the practitioner. There's a power dynamic in the relationship that's being manufactured between the client and the coach, healer, practitioner. It's not a trust dynamic. A power dynamic says, I know the answer. I have the right, only, best way, and you don't. I'll tell you the answer, but you have to give me something for it. And just like in third grade, they need to convince you that you don't already know the secret. No, not that one. It's a different secret. And once you trade your lunch for a couple of secrets, you start to decide that you don't want to do that anymore. But there's this consequence that you're left with, this manufactured doubt that you're missing something. And that marketer does that with purpose, with intent, to undermine the trust you have in yourself so that you can put your trust in someone else, aka them. And I think this dynamic is one of the things that we as not marketers are not wanting to recreate in the ways that we share our business. So instead of these playground politics, we do not marketing and develop a more sophisticated and emotionally stable relationship that's not based on power, but based on trust. And we, as the coach, healer, practitioner, don't ask the potential client to trust us. Don't put your trust in me. We, as the business owner, put our trust in them as a potential client. As a coach, healer, practitioner, you can say, I think I've given you everything you need to be able to move forward, and I trust you to make a good decision about whether we would be a good fit to work together. If you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer them. That's the other way. It's providing them with all the information that they need so that they can trust themselves to make a great decision. And they have the resources to be able to move forward with the information you've given them, or to decide that no, they would like your support to deepen this information. Okay, so definitely be discerning and notice when the marketing messages might be leading you to doubt that you can do this without their process, system, etc. From here, then, how do you untangle the knot of which way is the right way for you? And I have three thoughts. The first follows from what I've just been sharing. Trust yourself. Trust your curiosity. What kind of marketing programs or systems or platforms have you been intrigued by or feel kind of compelled to give a try, or a place that you know you're going to kind of get to eventually? That's part of the plan. That's part of your where you see your business going forward. That's a signal to pay attention to. Or another way is to lean into, if marketing felt natural, I would just dot, dot, dot. What lights you up? What do you feel drawn to? Because here's what I really want you to know. There is no right way. And that means that there are people who are successfully building their businesses through workshops and Instagram and Medium and Facebook ads and SEO and YouTube shorts and podcast guesting and referrals and any number of other methods. So the beautiful thing is you get to choose. The next piece is to give yourself permission. And that's permission to really be you in your business and to bring you into the way that you share. Take action your way and unfollow, block, or ignore those who tell you that that's not going to work. A friend of mine that mentors women mentioned the other day that she can be both wise and goofy. And I just love that she can claim both in herself, in her business, and in the way that she shares her message and connects to her people. She's been showing up and supporting her people, and this new level of explicitly claiming what she's allowed to be, I think is just going to take her to a whole new level. I can't wait to see where she takes it next. So once you trust yourself and your curiosity, give yourself permission to be you, then you can, the third piece is to create a test or an experiment that will bring this marketing idea into reality. Whether it's a tactic, a process, a platform, you don't have to decide and commit to it forever. You can set a learning commitment to find out what this will actually look like and feel like for you in your business to really start to take action and bring this as an activity, as a way of being in your business. Overall, please don't fall for the trap that there is one right and sacred path up the mountain to the waterfall of cash, and that you need the secret that someone else holds. The secret is in you. You using your guidance as a compass is the secret. In the next episode, I want to share a concept I've discovered called contextual blindness. I'll share what it is, how it can make marketing feel icky, and what to do instead. I hope you'll join me for that. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you like the show, I invite you to head over to iTunes or wherever you're listening to the podcast, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. This lets them know that great listeners like you like the show, and it helps get the message out to more listeners. Your review really does make a difference. Thanks again for joining me, Amanda Jane, for Not Marketing. Until next time, stay courageous.